Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh hates survey plus dry eyes and fake laughs. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Hi, I'm Morty Gleckman. Has this ever happened to you?
Hi, Jill. What are you doing at the mall?
Hey, Susie. I'm shopping for panties.
Me too. I got to tell you, the selections I've seen are really lame. We need a store that sells nothing but panties.
Oh? Yeah, a place like that would be great. Speaking of panties, I'm not wearing any. Want to go make out behind the Orange Julius?
Hey, girls, Morty Gleckman here. Wow. Can I watch?
Sorry, Morty.
Oh, man. Anyway, ladies, are you tired of buying your underpants at those big box stores? Well, I've got some exciting news. Finally, there's a store that sells all kinds of panties. In fact, that's all we sell. We're called Just Panties.
We love selling underwear to debutantes and grannies. Come on, ladies, spread the news. We're Just Panties, 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 panties.
At Just Panties, we've got the hottest new styles and fashions, including the latest fad, mood panties. Mood panties contain a liquid crystal that causes the panties to change color in response to your body temperature. Blue means, not tonight, I have a headache. Green means, I'm hot, do me now. And red means... Well, guys, if her panties are red, you may want to stay away from them.
Oh.
And if your panties are brown or yellow, please visit our adult diaper section.
Wow, Just Panties sounds like my kind of place. What else have you got, Morty?
How about musical panties?
Oh.
They contain a chip that plays theme songs from classic TV shows. We've got Leave It to Beaver, The Big Valley, Fish, The Monkees, Make Room for Daddy, and that 60s TV drama starring David Jansen called Harry O. We also sell refurbished and gently used panties. Each must pass a rigorous inspection, including our patented sniff test, conducted by me, Morty Gleckman. Hey, stop by this weekend for our big sale. All panties will be half off. And ladies, you can get a complimentary bikini wax from our store mascot, Clamo the Clown.
Hey, Morty, there's a guy over there who's completely naked and wearing panties over his head. Is he doing what I think he's doing?
We're going to need a cleanup in aisle 7. Cleanup, aisle 7.
We love selling underwear to debutantes and grannies. Come on, ladies, spread the news. We're Just Panties, 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 panties.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Chick bought us donuts. Thank you, Chick.
You're welcome. Mm-mm.
Thank you for my donut hole, Chick.
You're welcome. Christy eats one donut hole.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, that sounded really awful.
A yeast-filled donut hole.
After this week, I've learned better than a cream pie reference.
Oh.
I think your curiosity was piqued by the cream pie.
I didn't know. I'm not familiar with
Did
all
that
this.
Did that turn you on?
The vulgar world that you live in.
Did you find yourself engorged?
Were you titillated at all?
No. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. What's happening over there?
The average American will ask, what did you say? Or an equivalent 1,095 times this year.
I'd say a day.
Yeah, especially if I'm eating in a restaurant with high ceilings. The poll of 2,000 U.S. adults conducted on behalf of Auden Hearing reveals 35% of those polled said they have felt left out of a conversation because they couldn't hear well.
What'd you say?
When asked for anecdotes for times they have misheard others, one respondent said, quote, down in Texas, my girlfriend was trying to tell me there was a loose horse. I didn't hear that, and a horse ran right by me and knocked me down.
Well, maybe it's hearing aid time. No.
Hang on, Josh seems to be irritated.
Well, Josh has the best hearing because he hasn't been doing this as long as we have, and his ears haven't been blown out yet.
Yeah,
I mean, this is anecdotal research at best.
No, that there was just one anecdote from the guy.
Please read the first thing again, Christy, the first sentence in that.
The first sentence, the average American will ask, what did you say? Or an equivalent 1,095 times in a year.
Completely made up number. That's an immeasurable thing. How do they know 1,095 or whatever the hell they're BSing us about?
Okay, what was the actual number again?
1,095.
That's so stupid to say that the average person would... No one
What'd
knows this.
See, there you go. Huh? What they're trying to say is that our hearing is terrible, which I would agree with.
But do you think it has a lot to do with...
It has a lot to do with
listening music,
with wearing headphones.
365 days a year, it's exactly three times a day. Someone will say, and I say it's way more than that.
But how many times are people saying, what did you say? And they did hear them. They're just trying to formulate an answer and giving themselves a little bit of time. We've all done that.
Yeah. Or they're just not listening.
I haven't done that.
What this is about, obviously.
I've never done that.
The name of the group doing the survey, this is about hearing aids.
Hearing aids, of course.
And are damaging our ears with the noise in the world we live in.
You ever have hearing aids? Oh, it's filthy.
Well, what do you think is the most damaging thing to our ears? That wasn't 50 years ago.
Headphones.
Yeah.
People using
music.
Yeah.
But also,
music.
I mean, the volume. I, of course, have a decibel meter on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And at a recent NFL game, it hit more than 100 several times.
Several times he checked it. Well, hang on a second. You're making it sound like a big deal that you have a decibel meter on your phone.
No, it's not a big deal. It's a simple app.
Everybody has a decibel meter.
Yeah, but we don't all look at it.
Nobody looks at it except psychotic people. You know, I looked at my decibel. You know, how'd that... Colts game?
Missed a touchdown.
People got excited. Yeah.
I was checking my decibel meter.
Well, I can put it in perspective. I was at the Crossroads Eric Clapton show at Madison Square Garden.
So, of course, you would whip out this app instead of enjoying
the
music.
Right. And being in the moment.
You know, one of the guys was at over 120 decibels.
Technically, this is illegal.
Not Eric. If you were working in that place, they'd be fined.
He's always at a...
Eric was fine. It was one of the other guys.
The volume, of course.
Eric would never do anything.
Extraordinarily overrated. Here, I told you. The point of the article, Josh, is that years from now, you'll be sitting on your porch, wishing you'd finally met the right woman and had some kids. And you're sitting there, Josh, on his porch, reading his fishing magazine now on his phone, and going,
well, I
remember when Tom and Chick and Christy warned me about being deaf. I can't hear a damn thing. Oh, well, I guess they were right.
Yeah.
It's a shame I didn't sign up for that annuity.
Looks like they were right.
I wouldn't be eating cat food.
No. Sure alone.
Gravy number three.
Gravy number three.
Well, if you like that story, you're going to love this one, Josh. There's new research that suggests laughter
is the best medicine.
Maybe as effective as eye drops in improving symptoms of dry eye. This is ridiculous.
I can kind of see that. It gets your tear ducts going. Yeah.
How about sadness?
Yeah, wouldn't crying?
You got dry eye. Watch The Notebook a few times.
Scientists said the findings, which were published in the BMJ,
Oh, that's the bowel movement journal.
They forgot the S.
Honey,
after the
did you see my BMJ? I got to log a new bowel movement.
The hell is BMJ? Suggests laughter exercises could serve as a first-line home-based treatment for folks with dry eye disease.
I'm very skeptical.
Or just buy some eye drops.
Jeez. God.
I've always found those dry eye commercials a little bit.
Really? Now you're suspicious of dry eye commercials?
To a degree.
Really? Bizarre man.
I don't know about this.
I'm not convinced on this whole dry eye.
You know what you are? You're a walking yawn waiting to happen, is what you are.
I hope we get a letter from someone who goes, I suffer from dry eye, and you normally listen to your show, it gets cured, except for today.
It is a thing.
Oh, I know it's a thing. I'm just saying. But if Christy's right, though, if it's laughing that helps, wouldn't crying do the same?
But that's why not what
the older you get, I have dry eye drops that I put in every day.
Do you also? Yes, anything else you got the dry? Let's go around the room.
Well, I found that if you get a little lubrication, it makes everything easier.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. I mean, yeah, we all know net laughing can lead to tears. That's what they're...
Yeah, that's the whole art. Yeah.
Okay.
Laugh until you cry. Sure.
All right. Does it recommend anything? Does it...
Yeah, laughing exercises, which I think would be, that sounds rather annoying.
I don't know what that would be.
Probably just trying to make yourself laugh.
Can you make yourself laugh?
I mean, fake, yeah.
There was a...
You guys hear it most of the time.
There was a book. There was a book. I think it was Norman Cousins wrote a book about...
Of course he did. Yeah.
Quit reading books.
Quit reading books.
You can read them. Just stop telling us that you're doing it.
And of course, I was rereading the Robinson.
Sorry, I forgot.
I stumbled across Norman Cousins.
I was watching a rerun of Happy Days.
Right. Oh, which one was it?
And they were talking about... No,
season two?
The point of the exercise was...
The brother?
He was watching classic Marx Brothers movie, that sort of thing, to laugh, and it was helping him in his... He's recovering from something very serious. I won't go into it because far be it for me to pass along any information or wisdom to Philistines such as yourself. Look up Philistines and you'll see.
Philistines, we're Reds. What else are we in here today?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Communist idiots.
Is that right?
Wow. You just made a lot of money on that joke.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a second. Let me look. Oh, yeah. Huge run of money, baby.
So sorry. We turn back to the news desk where Christy Lee's frustrated and annoyed.
No, I'm happy to be here. American schools are installing vape detectors in bathrooms and locker rooms to curb e-cigarette use by students.
Kind of red, don't you think?
No, you're not allowed to vape in school.
Some
That's
districts
fine.
But isn't that fun?
What? Vaping in
fun?
School?
Fun?
No.
Is it a sign of my age that I don't have a problem with you should have to check your phone in the morning, if you...
That's become the law in several states.
And then you can pick it up at the end of the
school day. I don't have a problem with that.
I think that should be the case.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Me either, but we're old people.
Talk about an attention sucker.
Right.
I get that. This is about, they're going in the bathroom and vaping. Instead of,
but
first of all, just let me say this. The song, which I love, and I know you don't like, Pat.
Brownsville Station.
Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room, I consider a rock classic.
Did Motley end up doing that one too?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a great song. But vaping in the boys' room really doesn't have the
same.
Hey,
Joey, it smells like pineapple.
I don't have any songs. I can't write songs. That's why I'm in Motley Crue. Well, let's steal Brownsville Station. Yeah, that's a good idea.
With Brownsville Station, you can't time Martian Boogie.
Martian Boogie.
Thank you, Ace.
I'll have to check it out.
And Ace hitting the home runs.
Wait a minute. Martian Boogie.
Cub songs
By the way, am I correct in saying Cub Coda, a Michigan boy?
Oh, my God.
Coda.
I thought we were talking about smoking in the boys' room.
We are. Cub Coda. So Brownsville Station.
Some districts are using money from a $1.7 billion legal settlement against e-cigarette manufacturer Juul Labs to pay for the devices. We're once again getting back to the vape detectors.
I'm Juul. You belong to me.
I love Juul.
Which resemble home smoke detectors. They send an email or text message to school officials every time vape smoke is detected, including cannabinoid, THC, or CBD.
Cannabinoid.
They don't want a vaping because they don't want the kids to look like douchebags.
This seems like a very reasonable thing.
Yeah, Yes. Thank you.
Have you heard, do you have the sound effect of the alarm?
No, I don't.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
That's, just lets everybody know.
You just got fined.
Yeah, we're taking money.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Let's check in with the judges. No, we got more money.
Oh, all right. Who are these judges?
I don't know, but they're handing out dollar bills, y'all.
So this is money coming from the Jewel legal settlement?
Yeah.
How do we get that?
We don't get it.
Why not? I don't smoke a vape. I should get some of that.
No, but your son does, and therefore you're exempt.
Yeah.
Then I should get some of his cash.
Well.
No? Okay. Sorry. So are the low-income schools just rolling on old-fashioned narcs? Kid walks in. Hey, Joey's vaping in the boys' room, Mrs. Grundy.
Mrs. Grundy. The actual teacher name from Archie is Mrs. Grundy. Well, a little historic, today,
historical reference. Archie lives on forever. By the way, the Archies make a glorious appearance in the story of the zombies currently out there. I highly recommend the Zombies podcast. Vaping in the boys' room.
Man, nobody wants you to talk.
It's a long show.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, Josh. What do you got?
The old standby.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy Friday the 13th.
Oh, thank you.
That's special day.
Live.
That's right.
National holiday.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What's this?
This is Jason Voorhees approaching.
Here he comes. He's looking for you, Tom.
Is this the guy with
the hockey mask? Oh, well, okay. Starting in part three.
Does the same guy play him every time?
No. Nope. Kane Hodder is probably the most popular of the Jasons, and there's a great Chris.
Is he related to Jim Hodder, the original drummer for Steely Dan?
He is. Shut up!
I don't know where we are. Oh, God, talk about useless information from another century.
Don't we have a podcast with him?
Yeah, we talked to Kane.
Yes, Christy Leon Interrupted, the old podcast. Yeah, you can find it. Yeah. Hey, a woman in Indiana says a candle.
In Indiana?
In Indiana.
Okay.
Now, where was I? Thank you. A woman in Indiana says a candle apparently full of urine spilled onto her daughter at a Dollar Tree store.
What?
Lord.
How do you fill a candle with urine?
Well, Adriana, you go into the Dollar Tree and you say, do you have a restroom? And they say, no, we can't let you use your restroom. And then you go and hide in the stacks and piss in a candle.
The kind of jar candles that have the lid on them? You've seen those.
Okay.
Come on.
This is terrible.
Adriana Shelton told WSBT.
Some bitch in TV.
By the way, is there a WSBD anywhere? The silent but deadly channel.
I like son of a bitch.
I like some bitch TV. Tonight on some bitch and TV.
You know something? I think some bitch TV would have a big audience.
Yeah, I'd watch some bitch TV.
I would watch that.
It's Magnum P.I. tonight.
Magnum some bitch P.I.
He's a some bitch.
And then we got those some bitch Waltons.
Some bitch. Grandpa's a some bitch. Hey,
it's black and white night on some bitch TV. With Gabby Hayes. What's he saying? I don't know. It sounds pretty red to me.
That's right. He's some bitch.
Adriana and her daughter, Gray, were smelling candles at the store in South Bend when Gray picked up a candle and was splashed with liquid.
The poor kid's named Gray?
Yes, G-R-A-Y. They initially thought it was water, but soon smelled a strong odor and realized that the girl was covered in urine.
Oh, that's a poor girl.
So you pick up a candle, how does it... I don't get this.
Okay, you've seen the jar candles that have a lid on them. There's about that much space between the candle wax and the top of the jar.
Okay.
So she went to smell and a tip.
Yeah, you went to smell
it. Okay.
Because you would be easy to fill that up with
urine.
You're
the one who didn't get it, and we're trying to explain it to you.
Ms. Shelton said a manager told her someone had been peeing in the candles for over a month.
Well, how about
catch them?
Maybe check them when you get to the store.
Nothing for me today, thanks. I'm just here to piss in the candles.
And offered her a shirt as a replacement. A store manager told the TV station they'd been in contact with police about the problem.
Actually, it probably smelled better than the store smells normally. I'm just guessing.
Michelle said a manager told her they had contacted corporate for more security cameras, but corporate just doesn't want to pay for those.
I see.
Would you rather have that or that, what's the Gwyneth Paltrow, it smells like my vagina candle?
I'd rather have that. Vagina. You're not actually getting pee on
you. Right. Why would someone do that?
For the reason that we're doing the story,
makes quite
this person
story,
wants yeah. pee to be put on people.
Oh.
I want to put my pee on you. Yeah. Wow. I wonder if they're in there watching, you know?
Maybe there is a chance.
Pretending to browse. Meanwhile.
Do you think they do it yeah. in? Do you think they discreetly do it in the toilet area, or do they do it right there on the?
Who knows?
I mean, do they just?
They might go into the bathroom and
they just
fill some candles.
Well, you can't take merchandise into the bathroom.
There's a sign.
You also can't pee in the merchandise, but
there's
he's doing
a sign
it.
That says you can't take merchandise.
Now we're assuming it's a guy.
Yeah,
well,
which is the kind of
right.
It is.
It'd be a lot easier for a guy to do than a woman.
Not and what if the woman put it in her Stanley?
Oh,
because you know those are ubiquitous.
Oh, I see it. I see what you mean.
That means they're everywhere, Josh.
I thought it meant they could use both left-handed and right.
Do you suppose even man or woman, whoever did it, do you suppose they did it directly from the tap, or do you suppose they put it in some kind of a container? And
I think they did it directly from the tap.
Yeah,
because that'd be part of the thrill.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Is that how you feel when you do that sort of thing?
It is. Yes. When I go to what I like to do is go to grocery stores and pee in organic peanut butter because people don't understand.
Oh, yeah. They think it tastes better and it's more healthy.
It's really watery to start with.
Right. Right. Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's BLEAV podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.